there's a study that says that if you gorge yourself, that actually means that you are desiring the person that you're eating with.
Oh, yeah.
Do you believe that?
I think women are attracted to aggressive eaters.
That's what this study says. Men eat nearly twice as much pizza when they're eating with women.
When they see you just chomping down and going at it, they go, that guy, he's got some good mouth action.
Is that true?
I mean, yeah, because I don't want to go to dinner with a guy I'm interested in and he only eats like a side salad to get out of there quickly. Like if they eat more, that means that they're interested and they want to sit there and talk to you more, I think.
Wow, because I'm always looking going, man, I would love to eat more, but I don't want to gross this girl out.
Oh, man, I've never thought about that. I eat.
Well, that's what this study says. After spending 2 weeks near watching 105 adults have lunch at an all-you-can-eat Italian buffet. God, any girl who sees me at an all-you-can-eat Italian buffet, there will be no second date.
Oh, no, man. You eat, you get full, and you go, ooh, I'll be right back.
Right. Like, no girl wants to be around that. Like, the rest of the night, I'm going,
and then you come back after 10 minutes, and you'd be like, ooh, relief.
You don't get to that point.
So what's up, girl?
Oh, so overeat, but don't overeat to the point where you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah, eat a hearty meal.
They saw that men who dined with women ate nearly twice as much pizza as men who ate with other men.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
I'm probably going to eat the same amount, but, you know.
Now, if I'm planning on the knocking of the boots, I will eat way less because I do not like, when my stomach is full, the last thing in the world, I don't want to get down.
Let's do it first. Then go eat.
That's not, but you can't be to the point where you're hangry, because if you're hangry, then you're going to be real irritable and you're not going to want to do it first.
Do it real fast.
Just get it done.
And then go eat.
Bang, 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 bang. Let's go get this done.
Yeah.
So men eat nearly, ladies, I want to know if you're attracted to a dude who eats like a pig in front of you.
They love it.
What's the right amount of slices for me to eat? You and I are sharing a pizza. And we're on our first date, and I want you to be attracted to me, so we're eating together. What's the right amount of pizza? How many slices is the perfect amount for me to eat?
Probably like 3.
Really? You'll still want to get with me?
Yeah, probably.
Because I would want a third slice, but I would hit the brakes.
No, I'd want you to be comfortable to eat that third slice in front of me.
Yeah.
Oh, man, my eyes are lighting up, aren't they?
You want to go to dinner later?
Yeah, and get 3 pieces. I mean, not right now.
I'm full, but
man, I would love to get 3 pieces of pizza.
3 slices, big slices, full slices of pizza.
Yeah.
And then slam like 4 Cokes.
Yeah. And for the toppings on our pizza, we'll get pizza.
Yeah.
Like pizza on top of pizza.
Or just cheese.
Mm-hmm. A little couple pepperonis.
It won't be a second bite. A little shrimp on top of that. Yeah. A ham and pineapple.
Look it up.
I never used to like pineapple on pizza until I turned 35.
I don't like hot fruit, man.
I don't either, but I'll tell you what. For some reason, once I turned 35, I really loved.
You hit 35 and that was it. Give me the pineapple.
That was the age for me.
Put it on my pizza.
I'm like, I'm finally mature enough to eat a Hawaiian pizza. Give me ham, give me pineapple, and give me some garlic and make it hurt.
I appreciate it, and it looks good on paper to me, but I can't eat the hot pineapple.
I get that. 727-579-1025, ladies, and let us know how many slices of pizza you want your dude to eat, and if there is validity to the fact that you want your dude to overeat when he is with you. Guys have a tendency to eat more food when they are with a woman than they do with a dude.
I will say this. If me and a lady are eating and we eat the same amount of food, I'm always wondering, did she eat too much or did I not eat enough?
Same here.
Because we had the same portions.
Yeah, and I always think, like, man, when I'm eating wings, I won't eat wings and I won't eat ribs. Two foods that I will not eat in front of a woman.
Those are the messy foods. They like that even more.
What? I don't know, man.
Because then it shows them that you're not down to get all up in it.
Oh, all right, so I'm not afraid.
They love it. It's foreplay.
That noise is not foreplay.
And then you do a big.
Oh, man. Woo! I got stuff in between my teeth.
Yeah, it stuck me.
She likes that?
Yeah, they love it.
Kara, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you?
Hey, guys. How are you guys?
I'm good. Thank you.
I totally agree with Nikki. Like, if they're just looking for a small salad, I kind of feel that would mean they're looking to dip out pretty quick. So if they order a big, hearty meal, that means they're kind of want to take time with you. But I also wanted to comment that years ago, I had read somewhere in a magazine that. When a woman's appetite has increased, that usually means that she's in the mood.
If a woman's appetite increases, that means she's in the mood.
Yeah. So if she starts eating more, then you know, that's a good sign for you guys.
All right. Well, all right. Okay. Let's go back to the pizza thing. What's the right amount? Because I'm never going to be side salad guy, but I'm also not going to be like I'm fighting you for the fifth piece of pizza guy. What's the right amount of slices of pizza for me to eat if we're on our first date?
I'm a chunky girl, so.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I might be turned off if you ate like a whole pizza, but I mean, if you did go for the fourth or fifth piece of pizza, I probably, you know, would say you want to share that.
Like how many slices of pizza are you going to eat?
I don't know. It depends.
Be honest.
How horny I am.
Let's say very horny. How many slices of pizza are you going to eat?
I don't know. Maybe go four.
Yeah. Oh my God. You're so perfect. Four big girl eating four slices of pizza and getting all horny? Oh, my God. Can we incorporate the pizza into our making of the love?
Duh.
So I can... Oh, this is my perfect dream girl.
Yeah.
So we get an extra large pie that's got like 12 slices.
Right.
We get past slice three. We know we got Ben and Jerry's Chunky Monkey waiting in the freezer for us. But we can take the slice of pizza and just rub it all over each other.
Might want to add a slab of bacon.
And maybe throw a whole slab of bacon in the deep fryer and eat fried bacon all of each other.
Sounds like a date.
My people, your people, let's do pizza. Thank you so much. I appreciate the call.
All right, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. Damn, that's hot. 727-579-1025. That's why I like big girls. Girl who's not afraid to go for that fourth slice of pizza. What's up, Joe?
Hey, how you doing, Drew? Go ahead.
No, I just said hi, Joe.
No. Oh, how you doing? The first date me and my girl went on, we ate pizza, and about four slices in, she closed the box.
Hmm? What?
So I was just sitting, and I was hungry. I'm a big guy. She's kind of skinny.
Sure.
I was starving. So I'm just looking at her like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I guess she just wanted to stop. But
just because she's done eating pizza doesn't mean you're done eating pizza, right?
Exactly.
Well, hold on.
Weird.
Right. Like, you know, when you're making love, just because one person reaches that special place, that doesn't mean that we got to stop. Yeah. So did you tell her that? Did you say, look, baby, I mean, I appreciate that you're done, but I'm not.
I mean, I looked at her like, what are you doing? Like, I'm not done. Uh-huh. She's like, I don't think we need, I'm a big guy. She was kind of, on the skinnier side, but
right.
I was like, I wasn't done.
And what'd she say? Yes, you were?
Yeah. She was just like, I don't think we need to eat the whole thing. I'm looking at her confused, like, I want my damn pizza.
I'm seeing a movie with this guy, Matthew McConaughey, fat and confused.
Yeah, I'm not done yet.
Thanks, man. I appreciate the call. All right, all right, all right. Damn, like if a girl closed a pizza box on me, I'd be closing the door on her.
Unless she's like, hey, are you ready to go home to your place for dessert?
That would be the only reason you're going to close a pizza box. But if I eat two slices and then you go, boop. Pizza box is closed and be like, okay, well, I'm going to eat another piece here.
Don't tell me.
To play devil's advocate.
Ain't no devil's advocate when it comes to pizza.
The devil don't need no help.
Like, I've told somebody to stop eating if they're like complaining about how full they are, but they keep going.
Like my man Louis C.K. said, the meal is not over when I'm full. The meal is over when I'm ashamed of myself.
Yes. Okay. I sport eat all the time.
Right.
You just saw it happen right here.
You got to fight through the pain sometimes.
you think I need to eat that other flatbread?
But he's going to do it. It's just like foreplay. What's up, Corey? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hi, how you doing?
What's up, dude?
I got kind of a different perspective on the whole eating more thing.
Okay.
Pizza. Like, I almost do it to make her not feel fat because I had an ex that used to eat a lot, so I had to eat a lot. Like, usually I only eat like two, three slices, but if she eats three, I can eat four or five. Like, just shove them down. I'm not a big guy, but I kept eating.
Sexy.
And like, we'd also go to Taco Bell. It'd be like a $25 trip. Get so much food.
$25 at Taco Bell, dude. Come on.
Yeah, I know. I know.
No one, like they ought to look at you when you spend $25 at Taco Bell and go, I'm sorry, we can't serve you, dude. There's something wrong with you. No one should be spending that much.
I could eat it. I had the munchies, so it's all good.
Okay, I hear you. The reverse of that was when I was at the beach with my next-door neighbor. She was kind of our babysitter. She's like 3 or 4 years older than I was, and I think I was like 12. And there was a friend of hers who was around her age, and I thought she was so hot. And we were eating on the beach, and I thought it would be really great to take a – you remember – you don't know what a devil dog is, do you, Nikki?
No.
I'm sure Kevin knows.
I know it, yeah.
Devil dog, like the Drake's Cakes. It's like a whoopie pie. You know what a whoopie pie is?
Yeah.
Okay, it's like a whoopie pie except in a rectangular form.
Okay.
So I thought this girl would be really impressed if I took the entire devil dog and I shoved it in my mouth. And then I looked at her with the whole devil dog in my mouth and I'm chewing, and she was not impressed.
No.
How did you do it? You just put it in like...
I can fit an amazing amount of things in my mouth.
Can you fit your fist in your mouth?
No, I can't. No. No, but I mean, you've seen me do a Whopper in two bites before.
I have seen that video.
Yeah, the video is available at theboneonline.com, but ladies, don't watch it.
Hello, here we go again. This is the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Track of the Day. Don't tell any of your stupid friends. Shh.
Now, what I will confess to you right now, and Kayla and Gio are learning this for the first time, you guys had asked me at the time if there was anything we left off the burger to make it easier to complete the two-bite challenge in high school. And indeed, I did remember over the weekend that we left off the tomatoes, because tomatoes are a tremendous obstacle to shoving a lot of food in your mouth.
Ah, I see.
I say that not to create a diversion or make excuses, because I will complete this challenge successfully. This will be, however, the first time I will do so with tomatoes on the Whopper.
Oh, you're not requesting to remove the tomatoes now?
Not at all.
Okay.
No, I'm going to be a grizzly if I'm to be a bear, and I'm to be a bear. Now, we've gotten some great suggestions on Twitter as far as what charity we will donate money to. People have said the Ronald McDonald House would be a deliciously ironic charity, which would be good. They do good work, and I believe they were up here at Cox Media Group Tampa last week.
Great organization.
Wonderful organization for children. So, yeah, I think that's the way to go, actually. I was going to say park, but if I am able to consume this Whopper in two bites, then I will give $10 to the Ronald McDonald House and its various foundations. However, if I am unable to do so, I will give $100 to the Ronald McDonald House.
Now, do you notice at all if the Whopper is different in size from the last time you did it? Sometimes, you know, they'll change size over the years.
I was much skinnier in high school, but I don't know how that affects the diameter of the Whopper. I think the Whopper is about the same.
Okay.
Now, I would like to complete this challenge while the Whopper is relatively warm, because doing this with a cold Whopper, quite frankly, is the thought of it nauseates me.
Okay.
So I'm unwrapping the Whopper right in front of you. Again, we're going to have video of this live up at theboneonline.com. All right. Now you can see
it's
somewhat of a...
No way.
You don't think I can do it?
No way. Look at that thing.
Look at that thing indeed. All right. I'm just going to take off that extra piece of lettuce right there.
Now, is it two bites and swallow? Or just whole thing, two bites in?
What do you mean?
I'm not asking.
I have to chew.
Okay.
I mean, if I take two bites and swallow, I'm going to choke to death.
Only two actual bites of the burger.
Like, bite, chew, swallow. Bite, chew,
done.
Swallow.
Okay.
That's still two bites.
I have a question.
Yes?
Will you be using the hot dog contest method where you dip it in the water?
No. The Kobayashi method is cheating as far as I'm concerned. Liquefying the Whopper so that it may more easily slide down my throat, that is an unfair advantage. However, I am allowed to manipulate the Whopper by folding it, squeezing it, and cramming it into this gigantic aperture that is known as Drew Garabo's mouth.
Okay.
You're going a hot dog bun style then, where you're just folding it in half.
I haven't divulged my methods yet, but yes. You can see this tomato already peeking out and presenting an obstacle, by the way. I'm going first on that. Now, what I'll need from you, Gio and Kayla, is for you to talk when I'm unable to do so. Give a play-by-play, if you will, because once this Whopper goes into my mouth, there will be no talking until the Whopper is complete.
Of course. Now, since this is the first two-bite challenge, is there anybody you'd like to call out, like the ice bucket challenge, for this?
I would like to call out a few of my Tampa Bay radio people, three of them, in fact. Number one being Justin Polakowski, I think that's his name.
Polowski, yeah.
Whatever. The commish online over at The Fan. I would like to call upon my friend Orlando over at Wild. And a Clear Channel person, Tommy Chuck. I like Tommy a lot. He's a good dude. He's been very nice to me. So I will go, the three people I'm calling out in the Whopper Challenge would be Tommy Chuck, Orlando from Wild, and Justin, the commish online.
All competition. I like that.
Yes, exactly.
Will they have 24 hours now to complete the challenge?
Yes, they have 24 hours to not only complete, but film themselves either eating or failing to eat a Whopper in two bites, much like I will.
Okay.
Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Then, without any fanfare or further ado,
All right.
We actually have a sounder for this. Oh. I know you can't hear it, but would you like me?
Yeah, please play it and then turn off your mics briefly so I can hear the sounder. This is wonderful. I didn't even know you had sound effects ready. So great.
We're a high for show.
One, two, three.
All right, like that. All right, here we go. Ready?
All right.
Just clear a little room. All right, here we go. Whopper and two bites.
All right, Drew's taking the Whopper now. He hasn't really taken a bite yet. He's stuffing the Whopper in, and there it is. The first bite has been taken, and really, wow, I'm impressed because that is damn near half the Whopper in the first initial bite.
I would go more than even half. That looks about a 70% bite right there.
You know, agree to disagree. That's just your opinion.
He's left himself some sort of obstacles, though, Gio, at the same time that he's taken the bite all the way into the middle of the burger now. So now he has to eat around the outside, almost like at a half moon kind of situation.
True, but his initial strategy of just the initial stuffing of the Whopper before he took that first bite, he's off to a good start. A lot better than I thought, to be quite honest.
He did not do what we thought initially, which was taking the burger and folding it in half. He actually just went shoving technique directly into his palate. I don't know how he got it around his tongue. I'm sure there's some sort of technique he has.
My very wide tongue is indeed an obstacle, Kayla. As you know more than anybody else, the circumference of my tongue. Somewhat of an obstacle. I didn't get as much of the first bite as I thought I was going to get. I've left myself more than I thought. However, I will still be able to complete this.
How does it taste, the Whoppers?
When you're doing a contest like this, Gio, it's not about how it tastes. It's about if you can complete the challenge. So it's delicious as any other flame-boiled Whopper would be.
There's some lettuce there that kind of fell off. Don't leave that out.
I will consume that lettuce.
Do not take the bite because I have to get how much you take.
Oh, wow. Kayla's coming around the board there now. She wants to get some photographic evidence for Twitter and the various social media outlets.
My wife is one lucky lady, huh?
Look at this.
Ladies love the gluttonous.
I really think it might happen.
Of course it might happen. I can't believe that you or anyone else even doubted
my sorry.
I set goals for myself and I achieve them. That's what I do. I'm a champion. I'm a winner. Play like a champion today. Ready?
Go for it.
This will be me completing the two-bite Whopper challenge.
All right, it's going in. Wow, it's in. It's in.
Now, whether or not he could swallow it, I mean, that's the trick right here, because that was part of the deal. You have to be able to swallow it all.
I mean, it's in there. He's chewing. Don't laugh. Oh, you can't spit it out at this point. This is like fumbling at the goal line, the Super Bowl.
I wish we had someone around here to like cheer him on, like, chew, chew.
I think you got this. You got this.
I got this.
Yeah.
I got this.
Holy hell, man. I apologize. I sincerely apologize. The two-bite Whopper challenge has been completed by Drew Garabo.
I am an animal.
History has been made today in Tampa Bay Radio. This is going to go viral from this point forward, I think. Much like the ice bucket challenge, this will go viral. There's other media personalities that have now been called out to do this. I don't think I could do that. No way in hell, man. Hold, jeez.
Can you put my headphones on my head for me, please?
Drew's covered in mayonnaise, lettuce, tomato.
I'd like to thank all the people who helped make this possible. Herb from Burger King, the Burger King himself, Rush Young for videotaping this. I made no excuses. I see you, Jimmy Jabroni, on Twitter saying the excuses have started already. No excuses. I simply wanted to give the condition that when I completed this challenge in high school, there were no tomatoes on the burger. I've grown as a man, and I've increased my capacity to consume tomatoes, the wonderful seeded fruit that many people confuse with the vegetable. I feel great. I don't want to see a Whopper again in the immediate future.
Now that you've accomplished it, looking back prior to, were you nervous at all going into it since it had been so long that maybe you had lost your two-bite stamina, if you will?
I was not quite 100% sure that I could still do it.
Right.
I thought that maybe my ability to cram meat and buns into my mouth had diminished with age. But I'm happy to say that I was just as able to do so. And I would like to point out, I didn't drag this out. I could have dramatically made it seem like... No, I should have gotten more of that first bite in at once and am somewhat disappointed in myself that I left myself...
excuse me.
God. That I left myself such an alarming amount on that second bite. You want to have a lot less than that on the second bite.
Were you nervous at all at that point? Were you
yes.
thinking, you know, the pressure's on?
Yes, when I saw how much was left in the second bite, I really, really wished that I'd eaten more in the first bite.
Yeah.
Carmen tweeted, I wish Andrew on the radio would have called me out for the Whooper Challenge just to give me an excuse to eat a Whopper. I should have called out Carmen. I called out three people who don't work for us. I will then next time keep it in-house. But again, the two-bite Whopper Challenge is complete. Now, Kayla, do you still think that you are more able to house a a corn dog?
I can totally one bite a corn dog. I'm not worried about that. One the bite. Whopper, I'm not sure I could do in probably four bites. I could do a Whopper, I think.
Four
bites.
Well, we do have another Whopper, I believe.
See how many wide bites you can get that bad boy in. I mean, would you do that?
Are we continuing the two-bite challenge, now calling it the four-bite challenge for Kayla?
You said it, not me. You're like, oh, I'm going to do four bites.
You think you can get that in four bites? There's no way.
I think I could do it in four bites. I have a pretty big mouth.
I know that. But okay, put your money where your mouth is. We'll put you right up at that chair right there. And okay. If you can get it in four bites, then I may indeed donate $100 to a charity of your choice.
Are we doing this now? Are we going to wait? Go to break? What do you want to
do? Let's take a moment for us to build up some of the suspense. The Johnny O just tweeted, I will always remember I was on the Skyway Bridge when At Drew on the radio ate a Whopper in two bites, hashtag LOD. That is brilliant. We're going to send Kayla over to the chair of shame at the table of destiny. Johnny, what's up, man?
Hey, Drew, what's going on?
Doing well. Johnny, how about yourself?
Awesome. I think I have the greatest two-bite challenge for you.
All right, what is it?
That is a slice of Sam and Eddie's New York-style pizza.
Sam and Ella's who? Oh, Sam and Eddie's.
Yeah, which, I mean, I would say it's probably the best pizza in Tampa. But,
I agree. It is the best pizza that I have found in Tampa. Yep. They have giant New York slices. See, you know, when you're talking pizza, the crust is such an obstacle because the pizza itself can kind of be malleable a little bit and you can shove it in your mouth, but that crust, that's tough to get in there.
Yeah, it's thin on the bottom, you know, but, you know, of course, a little thick at the end.
Right.
Hey-o. But I think it'd be a great two-bite challenge.
I'll give it a shot, my man. We'll send somebody down to Sam and Eddie's to get a slice of pizza. Can't be too hot because it'll melt your mouth.
Yeah.
All right. Where does she come up on the mixer?
Yes.
All right. Kayla, I see you're over there at the chair of destiny.
I'm in the chair of destiny, yes.
At the table of shame?
Yes.
And you have a Whopper in front of you?
Yes.
All right. Let me pull up your theme music here, the two-bite theme music. By the way, our buddy the commish said he has accepted the challenge and he will try it during his show tomorrow.
Okay.
I look forward to hearing that. I hope he doesn't choke to death. All right. History. Oh, no, that's history mystery. Stand by. It's called How Many Bites in Your Face?
Yes.
All right.
Stand by.
1, 2, 3.
Was this dramatic music playing during my whole thing?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. It really underscores just how serious this undertaking is.
Now, I wonder if Kayla, having watched you, will take the same strategy when she tries to do the Whopper.
What is your strategy, Kayla's?
I'm going to go, I think I'm going to go, first big bite, I'm going to go kind of like a circular motion around the outside, kind of like get as much as possible and go with the half crescent moon, kind of like what you did.
Okay.
And then I'm going to go a little bit different. Instead of mashing it all together, I'm going to try to go long ways around the moon for the second bite.
How many bites?
I think I know I can do four. I'm not even worried about four. So I'm going to go for three.
Get out
Hopefully
of here.
I can make two. All right.
Here goes Kayla. She's unwrapping the Whopper.
This is great.
She's looking at the Whopper.
Very messy.
Having second thoughts about that three bites.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
No, I'm just, a tomato was falling out. I was trying to get the tomato back in.
Right. Don't alter the contents.
No altering contents.
All right. Listen, lettuce fell out. Hold on, I'm pushing it back in. Don't worry.
I just imagine people stopped on the Franklin Bridge right now, starving to death and waiting to get home for their dinner. And I'm sorry to all of you that you have to hear us doing play-by-play.
All right.
Kayla's got the burger clutched in two hands.
It's a firm grasp.
She's lowering her mouth to the meat.
I don't know how to go
Rush,
about this.
Rush, put your hand on the back of her head. There she goes. Oh, there's no way you do this. You have no chance. Oops. Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
She's stuffing it in. Oh, my gosh.
Wait. Are my pockets stretching?
One bite.
That's one bite. That's, I mean, she took a lot of little bites there.
Dude.
That was like a one bite and then a like a Like
there was one full tear of the burger though. You know what I mean?
Like a great white and then a whole bunch of gnaws, if you will. Yeah. There's one. Oh God, don't choke. Do not choke. It'll come spewing out of there. Oh God. If she starts choking, give her the Heimlich maneuver. Uh-oh. I think she's gonna lose it.
Kayla, it's okay. I know CPR. Lay on your back.
Oh God, she's choking.
Oh no.
Don't choke. It's all over if you choke. If you spit it out, it's over. And we can't have a second date. Don't laugh. Stop laughing. And if you're going to choke into the microphone, for God's sake. It's great radio. Oh, God. Whopper's coming out of her nose.
She has mayonnaise all down her chin.
That's not mayonnaise.
Oh. Dude, she might really be choking.
If she wave your hand if you're really choking. Hi. Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
She's hurling.
Oh! Look at the stream of spit dripping from her chin as it goes down into.
Oh my god! It's like the piety contest in Stand By Me. What happened?
I was doing really, really well, and then I couldn't breathe.
Yeah, that'll happen.
And so I had to give up. I'm so sorry. I went too big. Too big.
What a failure.
What a colossal, epic failure.
You suck at life.
Oh, my God.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.